It is my pleasure now to bring to the program, and it's very interesting conversation. It's going to be about technology and specifically social media. I have with me right now Anthony Owen, CEO founder of Monalto Limited. Welcome to the show, my friend.
Thanks, Pete. It's good to be here.
Let me share with the audience a little bit about you, Anthony. Anthony is a founder of Monalto with 20 years experience in digital and social media. His experience includes media agency environments, direct-to-market and senior sales management, and strategic commercial partnership roles. His track record includes establishing and building successful sales management capability across many organizations, including Oz Email, BMC Media, SoftBank, Census, and Groupon. So as you can tell, my friends, quite a background. And before we get into some discussion here about what's going on in the world of social media, tell us a little bit about Monalto.
Yeah, thanks, Pete. So Monalto is a piece of software that's been designed to assist, you know, highly decentralized business systems like a franchise or a chain store to, you know, take control of their, you know, wide array of social media assets, put them all into a centralized dashboard, and then, you know, determine, you know, what users can and can't do, and you know, manage their message and their brand out across you know, a large number of social media assets. Is what Monalto is all about at a high level.
Now, there are a lot of entrepreneurs, small business owners that obviously wear a multiple hats, and they don't have the luxury, at least in the early stages, to be able to have a dedicated social media person or marketing person handling their social media. They know it's important, they got to do it, but that's not really their expertise, and their time is very limited. How should they go about handling their social media at that stage?
Yeah, I think it's a good question, Pete. And I think one of the things certainly that Monalto allows these organizations to do is it actually makes it a lot more efficient and effective for them, you know, to manage a large number of social media assets. And I think the other thing that we find with the clients that we work with who don't have a dedicated resource is that they typically start to find people within their organization that are happy to take on the task of managing those social media communities. You know, content's another big issue, but, you know, these organizations only have to have a look inside their company, you know, similar to what we do, you know, to see that there's an abundance of content available immediately to them, you know, every day, that they can push out there. And furthermore, with the user permission tools, of course, they can still allow their, you know, their local franchisee to continue doing marketing and, you know, community management at a local level. So, you know, whilst it seems a little bit overwhelming to, you know, introduce a new piece of software into the company, you know, with a lack of resources and time, I think they'll find that, you know, using a tool like Monalto, you know, allows it to become, it becomes a lot easier and a lot more efficient. And they'll always find people within the organization that are happy to participate in posting and managing communities.
Let's talk a little bit about the challenges of managing social media and what you call a decentralized enterprise, because I know you and I spoke yesterday about the fact that there's so many inconsistencies with branding and even with their message. So why don't we talk a little bit about that and the need to have structure?
Sure. You know, one of the things, so Monalto, you know, is not a disruptive technology. It's a problem-solving technology. And what we identified, you know, four and a half years ago was, you know, particularly with a franchise system, is probably the easiest to talk about. You know, when I buy a franchise or someone buys a franchise, you know, they're essentially buying a business in a box. And in there comes all the brand management, all the marketing materials, you know, the websites, email addresses, uniforms, product, and everything, you know, that goes with a franchise system. And the reason you buy a franchise system is because it's got a strong brand and it's a good product and there's a lot of integrity and, you know, rules and policies around what a franchise can do. What's happened on the social media side of stuff is, you know, social media has fallen outside of that box. And, you know, when Facebook launched Facebook business pages and business started using Twitter for business, you know, we noticed that a lot of these franchisees have gone and set up business pages or Twitter accounts, and they're actively engaging with their local community. But what's happening is that there's no brand consistency. You know, so if you go and do a search on Facebook for any brand, right, the search results will show you that, you know, their profile images don't reflect their brand. Right. So, you know, and so what happens there is that, you know, you start running into brand integrity issues. You know, so if I've got a hotel group, for example, that's running a promotion in a newspaper, magazine, on television, or banner ads across various websites, and then I go to their Facebook page, you know, it's not, I don't know whether it's actually that brand, because the brand and the logos and the setup of those Facebook pages are not in line with every other aspect of their marketing and communication rigor. So, you know, to me, it an immediate issue that we resolve for these companies is the ability to bring that brand into line with everything else that they do.
You know, that it's a great point, because marketing and branding your business is a, you know, there's different ways to do that. It all has to sync together. There needs to be a common message, a common look. And what happens many times when you don't have a dedicated tool like this, or a marketing person per se, one aspect is very strong, but then when you get to the social media part of it, it doesn't connect, and it's a different look and all of that. And what I think one of the reasons that happens is that, you know, especially, again, small business owners, I go, you know, someone told me about social media. They told me I should have a Facebook page, and I should have a Twitter. I should have a LinkedIn. So at least let me have it, and then I'll throw stuff out there and know that I'm doing my business and utilizing social media. But then that can hurt you more than help you with that type of approach.
Yeah, look, I've experienced it myself. Like, I've seen a holiday deal on a particular hotel, and I've gone to their Facebook page, and I've seen the same holiday deal on their Facebook page. But because, you know, the logos and the brand doesn't sync up, and the message doesn't sync up with all the other marketing and communication I've seen around that particular deal, I don't know whether I'm dealing with the actual right hotel, or it's just a page somebody's throwing up, or, you know, it's some sort of scam that's going on, because the brand integrity's not there and the message integrity's not there. You know, so we can give a head office company of a hotel or a franchise system or a health and fitness group or whatever the case may be the ability at the click of a button to update their logos, update all of their, you know, branding across all of their social media pages, you know, as I said, at the click of a button. But also at the click of a button, they can broadcast a message that lines up with everything else that they're doing across their, you know, all of their Facebook pages, Twitter accounts, and so on, you know, very, very quickly, easily, and effectively.
What are some of the other key issues that we should be aware of?
Yeah, I think some of the other key issues is you know, and we come across this a fair bit, you know, if head office, you know, social media, you know, in my view, is just another communication channel that organizations should use. I don't think it's necessarily replacing anything, but it's a very powerful and instant communication channel. And if head office don't have administration rights and access to those social media assets, you know, given they form a part of the overall company's, you know, IP and value, right? And then someone leaves the organization and they walk out with the username and password to a Facebook page or a Twitter account, and they don't give it back, right, that company's lost it, you know, for good. And it's not like you can go and knock on Facebook's door and say, hey, that's our Facebook page, you need to give it back, because they won't give it back to you, right, because, you know, their terms and conditions state that. You know, so I think there's a lot of risk around people losing control of their IP simply because they don't have the administration rights and the ability to control users, and i.e. turn users on and turn them off as they, you know, either start at the organization or leave the organization. You know, and I think it's something that these organizations need to consider. You know, the other aspect of social media, Facebook pages, Twitter accounts and the likes, is also making sure you're registering all of your Facebook pages and Twitter handles and Instagram, right? Even if, you know, it's not an active store, but if you don't have your naming conventions right and you don't own those Facebook pages, then someone else can go and register them, and again, you've lost them. Mm-hmm. You know, so if you think back in the 90s when, you know, URLs and .coms first started coming into the market, there were a bunch of opportunists out there that went and registered, you know, some Fortune 500 .coms and then the company had to buy them. You know, it's a similar issue with social media these days. I can go and register whatever name I like that's available, and that company's then lost the ability to have it. You know, so I think there's a lot of that sort of risk management, you know, that needs to be addressed by these large organizations.
And you know, the bigger this continues to grow, and it's not gonna stop growing, the more opportunities you have, but the more careful you need to be in these things that you just mentioned right now, but also again the consistency and, you know, it's your reputation out there. We got a few minutes left, Anthony. Why don't you talk about something that you call a domino effect?
Look, you know, what you can see in social media, and you start to see it more and more and more. You know, when something goes, you know, particularly when something goes wrong, you know, a social media fail, if you like. You know, where something's posted on a page, whether it's by one of your own staff members or a franchisee, or it's one of your social media community people that posts something on your page that might be a criticism of the business, and it starts to go viral and it starts to feed out, you know, as people share it, people comment on it, you know, because I comment on a post on a business page, every one of the people on my personal Facebook page see my comment. Right, you know, so the domino effect on a negative side of things can be quite, you know, can roll quite quickly, right, and it can build up a really big head of steam. But on the flip side of that, you know, if you've got positive reviews and people saying good things about you, it can also, you know, resonate and snowball very, very quickly. And in a lot of circumstances, whether it's positive or negative, you know, a lot of these organizations aren't even aware this is going on. Right, because they've got no visibility of what their community is saying. They've got no visibility of what their own staff members or franchisees are saying on these social media pages, because they don't have control of what's going on out there, and they don't have control and visibility around their social media communities and users. You know, so, you know, the domino effect, you know, can work in a very positive way for an organization, but it can also work very, very quickly in a negative way. And if these companies can't see what's going on, therefore they can't control it, and, you know, run the risk of it, you know, causing some real damage to the organization.
We hear people say this social media post has gone viral. Well, that viral can mean it could be really good viral or really bad, and that happens almost in the snap of the finger. It's that fast. Social media is unbelievable. The things that you want to get out, if you got followers on Twitter, they will retweet it and get the word out quickly. The other thing, if something negative happens, that will also. Hey, from your perspective and what you've seen, Anthony, what are really some key trends in social media?
Sorry, Pete, can you ask that question again?
Yes, the trends that you see in social media that we should be aware of.
Yeah, I think the big trends that we're seeing in social media, and I think the biggest trend we're seeing in social media is video and short form video. I mean, you can see the products out there like Periscope, which is owned by Twitter, but I think the big game in town now is obviously Facebook Live.
Yep.
Which was launched a few weeks back, has been in beta for a while, but it's been now launched out there, and organizations trying to find ways to build very short, sharp video content. You know, I mean, it's growing at an astronomical rate. I mean, we've all known YouTube's been really big in video for a long time, you know, but Facebook's rapidly catching up in this space. And I know certainly us as an organization use the live broadcast video tools that are available out there, you know, just to do 10, 15, 30 second interviews with clients or other technology providers, but, you know, generating content for ourselves through our own Facebook pages, I think probably, you know, the biggest trend that's going on out there at the moment. And I think organizations really need to start to look closely at how they develop regular video, you know, because it's getting simpler and simpler and cheaper every day that we're, you know, that it develops. The other aspect, I think, of you know, that's trending in social media is advertising on social media. I mean, you've only got to look at Facebook's quarterly, you know, advertising revenue updates to the market to see how rapidly it's growing and how powerful it's becoming. You know, I mean, a lot of people complained about Facebook charging for boost posts, you know, and the arguments in some circumstances were valid, you know, but when we boost posts on our pages all the time, I mean, I spent $80 the other day on a boost post and reached about 15,000 people. I don't see that as expensive, and it was incredibly powerful, and the number of likes that grew on that page in that week was over 400. Mm-hmm. Right, so, you know, for $80 to get 400 more people on my Facebook page that I can communicate to, I think it's a very, you know, a very justified spend. So ad tech's certainly taking off in a big way, and people need to start to understand how powerful the ad tech tools are, you know, particularly in Facebook, because, you know, they're leading the way in all of this. And the final thing I think that's really starting to trend and develop in social media is reputation management. Mm-hmm. Right, so the ability to, you know, listen to and communicate with people and you know, determine and understand, you know, where your reputation's sitting in the social media space, what people are saying about you, how much of it's positive, how much of it's negative, you know, but again, being able to find ability to see what's happening and then manage it, I think's the other area that's growing very rapidly in the business sector.
Absolutely. We have 2 minutes left. So we've been talking about a lot of challenges and the realities of social media, the opportunities that are out there, the trends. What can Monalto Enterprise deliver in order to make our lives easier, but even more important, productive, and boost the growth of our business?
Yeah, look, I mean, yeah, what Monalto can deliver is, you know, a lot of what we've spoken about is possible within our software. You know, you can centralize all your assets. You can start to have visibility of how big your community is, how active it is. You can start to look at what people are saying about you and then manage those responses. You know, you can put, you know, a lot of corporate governance and risk management in place around, you know, your social media assets, which are becoming increasingly valuable to every business. And, you know, maintain control of those type of things, just like you do websites and email addresses and all your other digital tools that you use to run your business these days. You know, Monalto is a pretty solid, you know, one-stop shop that allows, you know, these organizations to, you know, bring it all into one place, align it to their existing marketing and communication rigor, align it to their existing corporate structure, and really start to leverage the power of social media.
Hey, Anthony, this has been very insightful, very important. Our listeners, so many of them are entrepreneurs, small business owners, and they don't have the resources yet to have a team of folks dedicated to their social media. So these tips and the fact that you've got these tools available to make their lives much easier, more efficient, I think is powerful. How can the listeners find out more about Monalto?
Yeah, so they can either go to our website, which is, you know, www.monalto.com, or, you know, feel free to email me directly at anthony.owen@monalto.com.
My friend, thank you so much for being part of this program, and I congratulate you on your ingenuity and what you're doing to be a big player in this world of social media. It's all over us. It's everywhere. And we want to be able to use it the right way and to be very productive with it. So we thank you and hope to bring you back on this program very soon, my friend.
Thanks very much. Thanks for the opportunity, Pete.
Have a fantastic day. Take care.
I will. You too.
All right.